Hurts. Hurts. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Arizona.
Welcome to Arizona, Mr. Hurts.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Remember when Zach Ertz was a corpse and then got traded to the Arizona Cardinals and was all of a sudden one of the best tight ends in the league? I do. I'm old enough to remember that. It was just last year. That highlight courtesy of Greg Gumbel on CBS with the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, Zach Ertz and company. We'll get to the Cardinals and Chiefs in just a second here. So I'm going to bring people up to speed in case they're not paying attention. Mets and Cardinals, 3-0 going into the fifth. So my first five under, 4.5. Say we're in decent shape here. Decent shape. Will Brinson's got that as well. Jake needs a big comeback from the Cardinals at some point here. Jake's got the Cardinals on the money line. Miles Michaelis has not been great in this game for the Redbirds. 20 minutes from now, bets for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN, has been on ESPN's Daily Wager, so their ESPN hockey's wagering guy, Greg Wyshynski, is going to join us. James Mazzola on the PGA Championship in hour number three as well. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. But back to the NFL, and I really enjoyed that conversation.
About Liverpool under gets there.
What was the final?
2-1 Liverpool pool up.
Oh, so Liverpool won. Okay, so yeah. We alive going into the final week of the season. Weekend. Sunday's going to be fun in the Premier League, man. Championship Sunday with all the games going on at the same time. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Chiefs and Cardinals. Chiefs basically in between 2.5 and 3. It's 2.5, but juiced majorly towards Kansas City, which means, again, like we call it 2.75. Excuse me. So Chiefs about minus 2.75 at the Cardinals, total 53. Your thoughts on KC and Arizona?
I mean, I'm inclined to kind of like, I don't know, this is a weird one. You know, I think KC is obviously a much better team in totality. Arizona has played really well under Cliff Kingsbury early in the season and obviously struggled down the stretch.
Hopkins, it should be noted, right? No DeAndre
Hopkins. But no Tyreek Hill either for the Chiefs, obviously, because he's no longer with the Chiefs. I sort of think back to what we're doing with like the Cliff Kingsbury super handsome stuff, that the Cardinals' second half fade is like kind of directly correlated to Cliff Kingsbury being devastatingly handsome, where they start out hot and he's like, I'm so damn good. And he just stops like working as hard.
Yeah, like, except in real life, the tall guy wins, like the tall, handsome guy wins. And in the NFL, Cliff Kingsbury doesn't.
Right, exactly. But he's just like, I mean, we're the last undefeated team, bro. Like, I mean, look at me. He's like he's just shirtless in the middle of his giant sick house in Arizona. He's like looking in the mirror. He's like, you devilishly handsome bastard.
You handsome devil, you.
You've done it again.
I would be looking at the mirror. I look at myself in the mirror now and I'm ugly. If I look like that, I'd be looking in the mirror constantly.
Can you imagine if we're doing this show right now. I can see two different pictures of myself. Imagine if I was like Cliff Kingsbury. Bring up another picture of me.
I would literally be doing the show shirtless every day if I look like that. Anyway, this is starting to get a little weird. Chiefs and the Cardinals. Your thoughts on this point spread?
How would you rank the NFC West head coaches in terms of
looks? Yeah. Well, I mean, Pete Carroll's like 90, so he's probably last.
Pete Carroll's pretty handsome for his age.
For his age, I would agree with that. Well, Shanahan, I don't think is handsome.
I think Kyle's good looking.
I wouldn't say he's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, is Shanahan 4? Cliff 1, McKay 2, Pete Carroll 3.
If we're grading Carroll on a curve, like being like nine, like a dinosaur, then I guess we could put Carroll above Shanahan.
If you unleash
Shanny also wears like a flat brimmed hat and looks like an idiot in a
box. Yeah. If you unleash like a single Pete Carroll on a retirement home, it's pandemonium.
Oh, he'd kill it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean murder. Like, I mean, like,
you'd, I mean, I think you, I think you send a, I think you send a single Pete Carroll into like a Raleigh bar and he's killing it.
Do you think like it turns women on talking about like Pete Carroll establishing the run?
Yeah. So I'm 7. No, he's just so enthusiastic. Like, he's like, I love to compete. We're competing.
He's like, you know what? On 1st and 10, we're going to run it. And then on 2nd and 9, we're going to run it again.
Yeah. I think that's easily the most handsome division in professional football.
Okay. Ready? Okay. So let's do this. So the NFC West is the most handsome division. The AFC East is McDermott, Mike McDaniel, Belichick, and Robert Saleh. Saleh is the most handsome in that division. Yeah. Okay. And that I don't even think, McDermott's whatever.
Belichick is ranked higher than McDermott, if only because it's like the prestige of Bill Belichick.
He's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
No one knows. Sean McDermott would walk into a bar somewhere and the people wouldn't know who he is.
They're like, sir, get me a Hendrix and soda with a lime. And he's like, I'm a like a millionaire.
Like I was 13 seconds away from beating the Chiefs and winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure you are.
And Mike McDaniel's basically like, if me or you were a head coach. So I think he's out. Okay. Yeah. AFC North. John Harbaugh's handsome.
Yep. Mike Tomlin's handsome.
Mike Tomlin's handsome. Zach Taylor's pretty ugly.
Yeah, Zach Taylor looks like a frat guy.
And Kevin Stefanski's pretty handsome, right?
Kevin Stefanski looks like George Clooney.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would say he is handsome. Stefanski, he's got the beard going on with like the eyes. Yeah, he's pretty handsome. It's a
fairly handsome division.
AFC South, like if we're grading Pete Carroll and like the good looking old guy curve, then like Lovie Smith's got to be handsome too, right? With the beard, as long as he's got the beard.
I guess. I think he shaved the beard.
Frank Reich is pretty meh. Doug, yeah. Peterson's got a little bit going on with the visor, right? Peterson's not.
A little like kind of. I mean, you got to remember you're talking about two former NFL quarterbacks, Peterson and Frank Reich. Like they're not.
That's true.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they got a little something going on. And then
I think Vrabel's pretty ugly, Vrabel's, but he's also Vrabel's like 6'5". Stud. Is he?
Vrabel's he's like huge. He's like Vrabel, and he's like remember the draft.
But his face is ugly though.
Yeah, but he's like the way he carries himself.
He would also like we would like walk into a bar and like no one would ever look at me. So I guess I guess so.
If you and Mike Vrabel walked into a bar, Mike Vrabel's drawing a lot more interest.
He would rest his beer.
Hey, watch this. Watch what I do with my short little friend here.
The understatement of the century is if Nick Costos and Mike Vrabel walked into a bar, Mike Vrabel would draw more interest. That's right. Okay, fair. All right, AFC West. Nathaniel Hackett's pretty ugly, right?
He's not like pretty ugly. He's not like handsome.
It's not good looking. And
Josh McDaniels, I look far be it for me to point out that somebody has packed on the pounds in recent years. Because
he's not good looking.
He's gotten fat.
I would. Josh McFatuels.
McDaniels.
I also feel like Brandon Staley is not very handsome.
Yeah, No, he's not hot. He's probably handsome.
He's not hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike McCarthy, no. Brian Daboll, no.
Nice to say.
I think Sirianni's pretty ugly.
Yeah, Sirianni's.
Ron Rivera is the most handsome in the NFC East, right?
And the NFC East is a bunch of goons. God. A
bunch of fat slobs.
NFC East is like dad bod to the extreme.
Yes, two fat slobs, a brain dead guy, and Ron Rivera.
And then, all right, what else? What else are we missing here?
Eberflus is pretty ugly, I think.
Yeah, Eberflus and Brandon Staley, well, they're all like, you know, they carry themselves fine, but they're not, nobody's like, oh, I'm a stud.
Dan Campbell's a stud.
Yeah.
LaFleur might be low key, like LaFleur up there.
LaFleur is top five in the NFL.
Yeah, LaFleur is very handsome.
Very
Kevin handsome. Kevin O'Connell is handsome. Also, Kevin
O'Connell's good looking. He's a former quarterback.
Not on like that level though, right?
No. LaFleur is like a top five. LaFleur is like up there with Kingsbury and
I agree with that. Arthur Smith's ugly.
Yes, very.
Matt Rule's ugly.
Oh my god, do we break down the Matt Rule coach's photo on here? We did it. I did it like on our podcast.
I actually think we did with the
cactus. I think we did. I think we did like 20 minutes on this.
We did. Yeah. Dennis Allen's ugly. Todd Bowles is whatever. Like I think that's
Dennis Allen's the hottest coach in the NFC South.
And he's
Dennis Allen's like by far the hottest coach in the NFC South.
Are we really using the word hot? Like in this way?
Handsome? I don't care. I don't care about talking about handsome, hot coaches. Whatever.
Dennis Allen is the hottest coach in the NFC South. Close quotation dash Will Brinson. That's the running joke now for the rest of the year when you talk about Dennis Allen. You think he's hot?
Yeah, you're like, hey, Will, what do you think about the Saints laying three at the Falcons? Well, Dennis Allen is pretty hot, Nick. I don't know. I mean, Dennis Allen versus Arthur Smith. Like, who are you taking? You gotta lay the point. Well, you
know, we give 2 points for home field advantage and 1 point for excessive hotness with the head coach.
All We have derailed into two segments about
Dennis out, dude. If you gave him on like you came on like the Sunday morning show, like what do you think about the Saints and Falcons? Dennis Allen's so hot.
Dennis Allen's hotter than the rest of the NFC South. Like that's why I'm laying this future bet with the Saints. Oh
my god, dude, that is ridiculously funny. I would bet the Cardinals plus 3 at home against the Chiefs.
I think
the Cardinals are going to win.
I think so too. The Chiefs have started slow the last few years. Now the one thing is like the Chiefs. Just a casual transition right out of Dennis Allen's hotness right into I would bet the Chiefs. I mean the Cardinals plus 3 at home against the Chiefs. I do think that.
I mean, Kingsbury's so much hotter than Andy Reid. Like, you got to bet the Cardinals, right?
Oh, we didn't do the AFC. Oh, no, we did do the AFC West.
We did.
We just didn't even mention Andy Reid, like, out of politeness. Like,
that is unbelievable, man.
I sort of wonder, like, last year the Chiefs started slow because the offensive line had to gel. And I'm sort of wondering if they might start slow this year because the receivers and Patrick Mahomes have to gel. Like, you're talking about, like, MVS, I mean, Mecole Hardman is like, what's he get? Yeah. MVS and Juju are new. Sky Moore is new. There's just not a lot of continuity at the receiver position. So I wonder if they're, I could see a situation where they're scoring points, but it's not like super efficient. This Dennis Allen thing just lingering.
Dude, I think the funniest thing, I think, and you've made me laugh many times the time I've known you. I think the funniest thing you've ever said is, well, Saints Falcons week one. Well, Dennis Allen's pretty hot.
Oh, mercy.
The best part about it is it's like Dennis Allen's not good looking. He's just like the stud of that division.
He's like, but he's just like by far the hottest coach in that division.
Imagine you went on Jim Rome and Jim was like, so Will, week one, like Saints and Falcons. Well, Jim, Dennis Allen's super hot.
I feel like Jim Rome would appreciate this segment. I think you're right. I like the Cardinals. And the Chiefs, I mean, I keep forgetting the Chiefs defense isn't that good. So that's a problem too.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I think the number's probably right. At 3, well, I'll say that 2.5, no bet. 3, I'd be in on the Arizona Cardinals plus 3 in week number 1. 2 hours down, 2 more to go. We start off hour number 3 talking hockey. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.